I think that we are looking at this as being as much of a Indian inspired brand as it is a globally minded brand, because we have our roots in India and we were born on opposite sides of the world, Priyanka and I, but we share this one notion that you treat your guests like God.
Welcome to the Design Pataki podcast, a show that deconstructs the Indian and international design world with leading industry experts. I'm Isha Gupta, the founder of Design Pataki. Manish Goyal is a New York-based serial entrepreneur. His roots lie in the event marketing industry, where he went on to build one of the industry's most sought-after creative agencies, MKG. In 2021, Goyal, along with Priyanka Chopra Jonas, established Sona, a contemporary Indian restaurant in the Flatiron District of New York City. Goyal went on to expand his footprint in hospitality by reopening one of New York's most iconic cocktail dens, Temple Bar, followed by the launch of Sona Home with Priyanka early this year. Hi Manish, thank you so much for being a part of the Design Pataki podcast. We're so happy to have you here today with us.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm very, very excited. I'm a big fan of Design Pataki, so it's an honor for me to now be a guest here.
That's so sweet. You know, I was reading about your journey from Punjab, then Texas, and then New York. And can you tell us more about it? Because I know you started in marketing and that's now become hospitality and now home decor. So how did this journey come about?
Sure. No, I'm glad that you started in Punjab because my family hails from Bathinda, from Punjab. And so I was born in Dallas, but you know, it's very funny. I used to say I was born in the land of cowboys and Indians because I was a Texan, but I was very Indian. And so this is the kind of the way in which I grew up, because my parents were young immigrants and really raised me every summer in Bathinda, raised me very, you know, proud to be Indian. And then ultimately, so that was in Dallas, my upbringing, but very connected always to my roots. In fact, even so in college, I studied Hindi. I studied it in University of Pune. So I really was very proudly Indian throughout, have been and continue to be throughout my life. And always I knew in the back of my head that I wanted one day to work in the Indian diaspora. I didn't know how or where, but I wanted to at one point in my life. But then I had this amazing journey in marketing and I started a marketing agency. I grew it. It was the ride of a lifetime. But then I said, okay, now it's time to get back to my first dream, which was to work in the Indian diaspora. And I think the way I know I want to do it is I want to get in with food. I love Indian food specifically. And so my dream had always been to open the kind of Indian restaurant that New York had never seen. And so that was years in the making, but we finally opened, and COVID, of course, played a role in its delay, but we finally opened in March of 2021. And it's been a dream. It's called Sona, right in the heart of New York City. And it was from there that, you know, I'm a dreamer. I dream big. And I said, well, why stop here? People love our decor inside Sona. So then it became a little bit of my next journey to say, and I'm a big entertainer. I entertain at home a lot. And so for me, it was just an extension to say, okay, now I want to take what we've designed at Sona and turn it into a home decor line called Sona Home, which just launched in June of this year. So, you know, that's a bit of the journey and it continues, but it's a very exciting journey.
I know, and that's what we're here to talk about. But let's talk about the design and deco in the restaurant. I read about Indo deco. Is that the word that you described the restaurant as?
Yeah, so what I wanted to do is people have an idea, especially let's call them broadly Americans, but even New Yorkers have an idea of what an Indian restaurant is. And I needed to change that perception because, as we know, India is so design focused and there's such a rich history of design. And so one thing that very few people recognize is the strong influence of Art Deco, specifically in Mumbai. So Bombay has this beautiful art, I mean, these beautiful Art Deco buildings scattered throughout the city. And so I really wanted to lean into that, because when people think of Art Deco, they think of South Beach. And the second highest concentration of Art Deco outside of South Beach is in Bombay. And so with that in mind, we really went for this kind of Indo-Deco spirit. And so the colors are muted. There's a lot of gold. There's a lot, of course, with Sona, but then there's aubergine and a beautiful kind of bright green. But we are really understated in its core. And that's a lot of what we wanted, a lot of arches and a lot of, you know, we call the bar the jewel on top of the restaurant, but it's entirely Art Deco with beveled mirrors. And so that was a design purpose and a design statement that was doing to Indian restaurants something that had not ever been done, which is looking at it from the lens of Art Deco. And that was really the spirit of it. And our designer is an amazing designer named Melissa Bowers. And the reason I selected her, and one of the, she's a great talent and she's very interested in India, but she's actually never traveled to India. It's in her lifelong list of dreams to be in India, but she hasn't actually been in the country. And it's actually one of the reasons that I thought she'd be interesting, because she's not coming with any perception of, oh, I have to do a certain thing, but rather she studied diligently and she really understood the spirit of Art Deco. And we translated it, I think, beautifully into this restaurant. So that's really the spirit of the restaurant. It's very Deco inspired.
And I believe the art and music in the restaurant is a lot more thought and depth to it. And could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so that's the other thing. I'm glad you mentioned that, Isha, because ultimately, if we're going to change perception and elevate from a design standpoint, it's not just the food, it's the cocktails, it's even, I mean, the straw in your drink, everything has to be considered. And to that extent, I really wanted to consider the art and the music. And so for the art, I really wanted to highlight and showcase and be one of the only places, certainly in New York, but even in America, that shows exclusively art from Indian artists. And so our walls are adorned with the most spectacular art that really is jaw-dropping, and people will wonder, where did we get this art? And it's all done now through a partnership with DAG. And so DAG and we have an exclusive partnership where DAG, one of the preeminent galleries, of course, throughout India and with a beautiful gallery right in New York, will now provide on loan art that is really transcendent. And it's part of, you know, I always say that food tastes better when it's surrounded by art. And so I think that it's part of the culinary journey to see this gorgeous art. I mean, from contemporaries to legends like M.F. Hussein. And so we have this amazing art program that we're very, very proud of throughout the restaurant, and really showcasing exclusively artists from India specifically, but you know, throughout South Asia. And then the music too. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, and we'll talk, of course, about my partner Priyanka Chopra Jonas, but ultimately India is so much more than just Bollywood music. And so the beats, the rock music, the instrumental music, the vocals coming out of India are so transcendent and special and different that it was up to us. We had the charge to say, like, okay, we're going to show people and have the music be part of the program, because in the same way that the art can make the food taste better, when your head is bobbing, you know, we kind of say we want head bobbing music, and people are like, wait, what is this? And they'll pull out their Shazam and try to get the track, because they're like, I've not heard of this artist, I've not heard of this music. And so that's really the purpose of it. So we're very curatorial when it comes to the music. So, you know, you're not going to hear just a traditional Bollywood hits. You know, we're going to hear a really wide range of music, which we're very proud of. And by the way, we will throw in a Dua Lipa, and we'll throw in a Kanye, you know, because it all fits together. You know, we're not trying to isolate anything. And so that's the cool thing. It's like, but it's, you know, 80% Indian, our music from India, and then, you know, 20% or so, we'll throw in a few other global beats to show how they all fit together.
You know, it's interesting how you say that, because when I was doing research before I spoke to you, I realized there's a lot more than the Priyanka Chopra Jonas angle to the story. And that's what I was very intrigued and kept reading further and further. And that's when I realized that you're actually changing the perception of Indian design, Indian food, Indian art, and Indian music. So it's like all your five senses.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because, you know, and Priyanka will even say herself, she's like, you know, they put my name in the headline because it's clickbait, you know, like, so that's the reason. But this is not about me. This is about, you know, she said, if anything, I am one who wants to change perception. I break barriers. I want to you know, break borders. And so she's like, I wanted to change perception. You know, I'm the first person to go on the Jimmy Fallon show and play Holi because I'm unabashedly Indian, proudly Indian, but now I live in America. And so, you know, but she was like, but I'm Indian in my heart, in my core, in my passport, you know, all those things. And so this is not a story about only her. Of course, she's an amazing partner and what a megaphone to have because she's so proudly Indian, as I said. But this is really, as you said, this is a New York restaurant that is doing to Indian food what I would say, you know, what Nobu did to Japanese food 20 years ago, and which is elevate, make it aspirational, change perception, kind of walk in and say, wait, where am I? What is this? This is, wow, this is hot. And unfortunately, our food and our restaurants, while they've been delicious, and in certain segments, they have been quite popular, they haven't always been respected in the same caliber of other Asian cuisines. You know, and I think about the best parallel I can give is growing up in Texas, we ate two kinds of food. We ate Indian food 90% of the time, and the other 10% of the time, we ate Mexican food because we were so close to Mexico, but also Mexican food has a lot of rice and beans, and you know, there's a lot of options. And for that fit the Indian palate, you could say. But growing up, Mexican food wasn't respected. It didn't have the respect that it's taken decades now. And now Mexican food, especially in America, people don't even blink when they pay $30 for two tacos. You know, like, so this is the kind of thing because it has now been elevated, and I want to be part of the process to help do the same for Indian food because we deserve it. Our food deserves it. We are generations old, and it's an amazing cuisine that people will sometimes label as, you know, oily, smelly, you know,
spicy, like,
you know, yeah. Curry, spicy, curry this, curry that, you know, like, but the nuance, the flavors, the subtlety, the amazement of our cuisine needs that global stage. And that's what we're really trying to do because we see a global audience in India. You know, the simplest way that I think about this is Las Vegas has become an amazing culinary destination because about 20 years ago, casino owners got wind to the fact that if they want butts in the door, if they put in great restaurants, they will come. Up and down the Las Vegas Strip, there is literally every kind of global food in the world. Even small countries are represented. You can have Spanish tapas. You can have Greek food. Of course, you can have Japanese food, Chinese food. You cannot have Indian food in Las Vegas on the Strip because no casino owner has ever put an Indian restaurant in a casino in Las Vegas. Because why? Because we don't have the right perception. Meanwhile, we are 1/5 of the global population. You know, South Asia is 1/5 of the world's global population. And so we're missing, you know, and our food isn't represented in a city that has food from all over the world. So it's just, you know, these are the kinds of things. This is what we're up against. And so Sona's and Sona, ultimately even Sona Home, is part of that, you know, part of that change of perception.
I love that. What were yours and Priyanka's individual roles in building both brands? So Sona the restaurant and Sona the home decor store.
Sure. So I can speak to Priyanka first. Priyanka is very hands-on as a collaborator, as a partner, as a founder of businesses. She's like, you know, I don't do something just to have my name if I'm a partner. Like, this has a real stamp on it. So, you know, a perfect example is we weren't thinking to have golgappas on our menu, but she said, you know, when you go to a Mexican restaurant and they bring out the guacamole, everybody immediately smiles and they dive in with a chip and get, you know, just kind of, it's the glue to the table. And then it was her idea. Like, these were the kinds of like real live discussions we had where she said, what if we did golgappas and we offered them three ways, one in a traditional with jaljeera pani, but what if we did one with a tequila infused pani, then a vodka infused pani, so people can get like however many gold cups they want, but it's just kind of the glue at the table when you start your meal and you do a shot, whether it's alcoholic, non-alcoholic, but what if we really elevate the game and get people excited? So that was, you know, that's her brainchild and the way she thinks, because she said, we just want people to feel like they're in a cocoon. And so that's, you know, that is, you know, so that's how hands-on she is. and has been. And as it relates to Sona Home, the same thing. I mean, it's very much an interpretation of the way her and I love to entertain, which is at home. We are big entertainers at home. And so, you know, we would talk about, well, what do we want? What dishes, I mean, what pieces do we want? And she said, well, listen, I'm a Desi girl at heart. I'm never full unless I have a roti or a naan or something. So she's like, we should have a beautiful bread basket. She's like, I can't be full until I have, you know, some sort of carb. And so, you know, so we laughed about this. So we have a gorgeous bread basket with an insert that keeps your breads warm, but it looks beautiful on the table, you know, all made in India. So these are the kinds of, you know, very specific, because we talked about it from our own point of view. And the same way, it's the same way, you know, same thing that I offer to. I think you probably know the story that my father opened the first Indian restaurant in the state of Texas. And so I came to it with a long history of longing and wanting. And that restaurant was very different than Sona, but it became a meeting place for the Indian community in the 1970s in Texas. And I was so proud to be part of that restaurant as a young boy growing up and finding my own identity. And so for me, I really came to this project and said, okay, how do we open the doors to all? How do we make this a destination that welcomes everybody? And so that's a lot of what I've been doing. Because I just think about the audience a lot.
Right. And can you give us some insight into the pieces at Sona Home? Like, are they manufactured in India? Where's the inspiration that comes to them? I mean, I know a lot of them are the pieces you use at the restaurant as well. And what was, I mean, I think we've spoken about the overarching ethos, but maybe details about the pieces, the inspiration behind them.
Yeah, for sure. So the pieces are, I would say, the entire collection, when we launched the collection in June of this year, we launched with 45 pieces. Of those 45 pieces, about half of them are our dinnerware. And our dinnerware is something I'm so proud of because, again, people don't necessarily connect palm trees to India. But meanwhile, as we know, India is beautifully tropical, has a really vibrant beach culture. And it's when people think palm trees, they'll think, you know, Los Angeles, Miami, maybe the Middle East, but, you know, they're not thinking India. And so this is, again, the change of perception. So we're very proud of the dishes. And then, of course, with dishes, we needed to pair it with a beautiful line of linens. And so the linens, all, again, inspired by, we call them the Panna collection because of the leaves on them. And so we have them in emerald and ivory. All the linens come with tassels at the end, beautiful. Everything is made in India. So everything is made in India. All the barware is made in India. I'm extremely proud of the barware. The dishes are the only part of the line that aren't made in India. They're designed in partnership with a UK house, and they're actually manufactured in Korea. But, you know, that's something that we're looking to change and see if we can even do our dishes in India as well. But to date, everything else is proudly made in India, including the straws, which we love. And so we're very, very proud of this collection and its roots and its the global nature of it and where we think it can, you know, we're just getting started.
And what about, you know, how does Sona Home differentiate from other international or Indian home decor brands that celebrate the Indian experience?
Yeah, it's a great question because what we think is I think that we are looking at this as being as much of a Indian inspired brand as it is a globally minded brand, because we have our roots in India and we were born on opposite sides of the world, Priyanka and I, but we share this one notion that you treat your guests like God, right? Like a God. And so like this notion that we are in the business of hospitality because, you know, it's as we know, when my parents come to visit, and we learned this as a kid, or when anyone came to visit, you just know when they're coming. You don't know when they're going. You know, you don't even ask what the departure date is because it would almost be rude. It's like they'll leave when they leave because this is how it is. Your home is open. You know, I have this idea that when you show up to someone's home, you knock with your elbows. And the reason you knock with your elbows is because your hands are so full, not just of physical gifts, but of good cheer and goodwill. And you know how to be a gracious guest. So you knock with your elbows because your hands are full. So that's what Sona Home is. It's about how do you entertain? How do you create moments where your phones slip away, your shoulders come down, and you just enjoy the time. And so, you know, we kind of say, how do we make time stand still in this very fast-paced world in which we live? And the way you make it stand still, even if you're having takeout, when you eat it on your Sona Home, it feels like time is moving slower because you've actually set a table for your beautiful meal. So it's less about just filling your belly for sustenance. It's more about enjoying the time with the people that you're sitting with or sitting by yourself, but it's about the time. So that's really the spirit behind the brand. And we're so proudly connected to India and, you know, ultimately even, you know, the globe and the world, but all it started where, you know, where our heart is.
I think I relate so much to having a guest and you never know when they're going to leave, right? And when you're in America, yeah. I think it's a lot longer because usually people come and they kind of just stay for months together. So you kind of just...
That's right. You kind of don't know. And I was like, Mom, who is this? They're like, this is your uncle and he's going to be here for a while. I was like, okay, sure. So yeah, so it's just kind of the way it was, but it was a nice way to grow up because it changes your perception of... It evolves your perception of community and what that word means. And so that's you know, something I'm very proud of.
And you know, more business related questions. So who would you say is your target audience? You know, and how has the response been so far?
Yeah, so it's another very strong and good question. The target audience is someone who honestly is an entertainer. So someone who is a person who loves to gather. And so they can be, you know, someone who is a professional who just wants to find, you know, when they do find the time to entertain, they want it to be done well and right. So that way that, you know, their busy day is punctuated by a lovely evening. Or it's somebody that is a world traveler and they love the pieces that that no one else will have. And so then they, you know, these are very unique. The color is very beautiful. And so they feel like I'm globally minded. But our customer really, and as we've seen, and so it's been about 3 months and the reception has been great. You know, to be very honest, we have, you know, we're very proud. We have some bestseller items, including the wine cooler, a lot of the dishes, the serving plates, you know, like a lot of the, we it's been clear where the audience and the sales have really spiked. And what's really exciting for us is to know that the audience is continuing to grow. You know, we did a pop-up shop in the Hamptons last week or 2 weeks ago, and it was so exciting to see all these people come in with these wide eyes and saying, what is this? You know, because they haven't, you know, like we're very different. If you're buying Villeroy & Boch or if you're buying Wedgwood or if you're buying Rosenthal, you know, these are beautiful heritage brands and they're amazing. But this is just offering you something very different. And so this is the reason that I think the audience is continuing to grow because we're undiscovered. You know, we're 3 months old and we're direct to consumer. So we don't have any wholesale partners yet. And that will change, I think, in the coming weeks and months. We will start to do wholesale. But we wanted to launch kind of on our own terms before we start launching on the backs of these other wholesalers around the world. And right now we're available in America and Canada, but that will soon change as well as we really look to have a global footprint for the brand. And it's been interesting to see how much global interest there has been, even from India, you know, and I think there has been, you know, a lot of discussion as there tends to be with anything that a celebrity touches, there tends to be a lot of discussion around price and price point. And I'm really, I really stand behind the research that we did when we decided to, when we launched the brand, which was we did a lot of competitive research, you know, so we didn't just kind of throw our collection together. It was based on the back of data. And we stand really proudly with where we have priced the product because we still feel like it's, you know, it's far below what you might pay for an Hermes collection, of course, you know, like, you know, way, way different than that. But it's, you know, it's of course not a product that is as attainable as, you know, some might want it to be. But the idea that we are building and we're growing is to really become ultimately an emporium. We want to become an emporium that will have product at various price points. So everyone has a way into the Sona Home collection, the Sona Home lifestyle. And so that's a lot of what, you know, we're very excited as we continue to think about the brand is how do we kind of go at it with this Emporia model? Because, you know, it shouldn't be such that you can only get in if you're paying a certain amount. So we'll have price points at various tiers, including some that are higher and then some that are lower. But it's what it's interesting is our best seller item is our most expensive item, which is a double wine cooler. And that's the one that we have very little stock left of because it's been selling so highly. But also at the same time, one of the best sellers is the straws, which is one of our lowest price points. So, you know, that's what we're seeing. So we're seeing it on kind of both ends. So it's clear that there's a market and we want to really be open for everybody. That's really the goal and hence the idea to really create the Emporium idea.
I think it's interesting you brought up the stores because I noticed that they're $28 and I think that's very affordable. That's a good price.
Yeah. So, and the straws are custom and the packaging they come in this beautiful velvet package that is, you know, this beautiful, kind of royal purple velvet packaging. And so the straws are really, and people use them all day, every day, meaning they'll use them in their iced coffee or in their tea with loose leaf, tea inside. So the straws are really beautiful. So we do have a very, we're very excited to continue to build the collection and have pieces at various price points.
And my last question is going to be, can you tell us some behind the scenes story or some interesting anecdotes from, you know, setting up Sona from during COVID or just the entire process?
You know, it sometimes comes from the tourists who will come in. They just expect Priyanka to be serving them their chai. And I was like, you know, that's not happening. I was like, with all due respect, they're like, well, is she here? Is she coming? I was like, wait, what do you think? She's in the kitchen? Like, no. Like, so they just have this, yeah, it is very sweet oftentimes because we can laugh about it. But I was like, no, you're welcome to take a photo in front of the restaurant because she's a partner here and we're thrilled to have her involvement, but she's not in the back. Priyanka is the first person to say, like, you don't want my cooking. Like, she was like, It's not what we do well. What we do well is build and dream and design. But we've partnered with amazing chefs who deliver the product. And it is worth noting again in a funny story, when I first talked to Priyanka about Sona, I said, hey, listen, I've got this dream. I've got this idea. She's like, okay. And I said, and I have a chef and his name is our culinary director, Chef Hari Nayak. And she was like, okay, great. She was like, but I'm not signing up for a thing until I taste his food, and not just me, my mom is coming. I was like, oh God. I was like, and so then you can imagine Chef Hari was like, I've got to cook for both Priyanka and Madhu Chopra. I was like, you do. So like, don't mess it up, buddy. And he didn't mess it up, but it was very funny. It was so Indian too. She was like, well, I'm going to taste it, but I'm going to only do it at a time when my mom is here too, because I want her to taste it before we decide if I'm going to get involved. And so, and she did it in jest, but she was serious. And we ultimately did do tastings. And then, you know, within a couple of weeks, she was like, okay, now my boyfriend at the time, not even her husband. She was like, now I want Nick to taste. And so once again, we did another tasting. And, you know, the biggest compliment was at the time the Jonas's were on tour. And he said, wow, this food is so good and it's so light and it doesn't make you feel heavy. He was like, can you come and do the food backstage when our concert's in New Jersey? So I was like, wow, the fact that you're going to go perform in front of, you know, tens of thousands of people and you're going to have Indian food right before you get on stage for your meal, your family meal before you go on stage, that really shows that we're doing Indian food well and right and clean and really changing it. So, but I think he was just, you know, flirting with his would-be wife, but but it was great. You know, like, so these are the kinds of stories that really make us proud because, you know, we stand behind this food and we stand behind the product and the design and now Sona Home so boldly and so proudly. So it's quite an exciting journey.
And in one last words, in one sentence, how would you describe Sona?
Scintillating.
Oh, one word. All right. Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you so much. That was great.